What's going on, everybody? Welcome again to the Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships. I am your host, Terrell Ward. I'm excited again to be with you here today, as I am each and every podcast, because I feel like we just keep going up and increasing our skill. We keep increasing our self-awareness, and we keep increasing our businesses every single time we do this. At least I know it's working for me, and I'm giving the content, so I hope it's working for y'all too. All right, so this week I want to talk briefly to you about a life lesson that I learned while gambling at a casino. Yeah, I said it. I was gambling. I did. At the end of the night, I started gambling, and I'll go ahead and explain. All right, so my family and I, we are making a next big step in our journey in life, and we're making a big move, all right, out to Texas. So we're gonna be moving to the big state, the Lone Star State, Texas. And so a couple friends and myself got together, you know, one last night, you know, before we leave, and we were at the casino. And this was probably one of the most memorable nights in my life, because we didn't lose money. Well, not all of us. I'll just say it that way. And the amount of excitement that was in the room was palatable. Okay. I mean, it was just one of those nights where it just really seemed like nothing can go wrong. All right. But in the midst of all of this happening, this life lesson just bubbled up. And let me explain. So there were five of us there. Well, six of us. There were six people there, all right, at this night. And one person left a little bit early. One person never gambled, but they stayed the whole night. Another person gambled just a little bit and lost. Another person said they didn't want to do one thing, watch somebody else do it, started modeling that behavior, and won. Another person did want to do it. They came to do it, but they came to do it one way and started, but saw another strategy work. They took on that strategy and won pretty big. And then there was one person there, the sixth person now, that knew how to do it, had multiple strategies, and made the most money. And I thought this was so interesting about life. You know, in life, if you have to go all in if you're truly going to be successful in life. Like, you cannot not show up to life, okay? I'll say it that way. Most people, or not most, I don't say that. I don't have any data behind that. But a lot of people I know, let me say it that way, in my bubble, in my circle, don't live life going all in. They are so cautious. They live on defense so much of their life that they don't end up achieving the level of success, whether that success is in their marriage, you know, our relationships with their children, or even in their spiritual life or their financial life, because they don't go all in anything. They're cautious about everything, but cautious to a fault. And this night really taught me something about life, right? There are those that will leave early. That was my friend that left early, right? They came in, they were there, and they left early. They're like, nope, I'm not even thinking about it. Whatever, I'm not doing it. But you know what? It's okay. You guys go ahead, have fun, okay? And they just leave early, right? They leave early. They don't stay in the game. They won't achieve, right? Now, I'm not saying that the person was wrong for leaving while gambling. No, gambling, don't live your life gambling. Okay, life is not a gamble. But I saw something there that night. So please let's take the meat and spit out the bone on this one, okay? So some people leave early in life. They go, they have a little taste, and they check out. They just check out. They're like, it ain't for me. I don't think I'll do well. And you know what? Because I don't even want to be around y'all doing it, whether y'all win or not, I just don't even want to be around it, right? And that's some people, right? They just give up on everything. Then you have others, the next person, that will stay there the whole time and watch other people win and lose and never do anything. Okay? So this is not the person that leaves and says, I'm not even going to see it. I don't care to watch it. I don't care to be around it. I've given up on that. Or I don't do that. There's people that will stay the whole time, the whole night in life, watch everybody else win or lose, and make comments here, there, have commentary on it, but don't do anything themselves. All right? Is that you? Is that me? Right? They'll watch. I don't know. You don't know if they really want to or they don't, but their actions say they don't because they don't do anything, right? Actions speak louder than words. Then there's the other person in life. This person watches everybody else win a little, win, lose a little, and finally musters up their energy to try, but they don't go all in life. They don't go all in at all. What do? They put a little bit down, saying, you know what? I can afford to lose this, okay? There was one person, which was me that night, you know. I was like, you know what? I'm not gambling tonight. That's not, you know, I don't like losing money like that. So I already have a thought process of, I don't like losing money. I'm already self-defeated, okay? I'm already self-defeated. I went in, I said, I don't want to lose money. And so... I'm already saying if I play, I'm losing. I'm already putting bad energy into my own life in this area when it comes down to gambling. So I said I'm not losing any money, but I'm watching everybody win. So I get excited about the wins. I'm like, dang, man, we almost hit, you know, a couple thousand at this point in winnings between the team, I call it, you know. And I'm just like, hold on, let me go ahead and try. And put a little bit in. If I win, okay, I'll keep going. If I lose, all right, whatever. It was only $20. I can spare $20. That was $20 in drinks I didn't buy, you know, because somebody bought me a round. So I saved $20, right? Rationalizing everything. This person rationalizes everything in life, but they're willing to try, but they're not willing to go all in. And they go ahead and put a little bit in. I put a 20 down, and I won. Double my money. I have $40 now. Then I say, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and put that 40 down, see if I can double it again. Boom, I lost immediately. I said, up, I'm out, I'm done. Right? So that's that person. Then there's another person that said, I'm not gonna do it, but they started seeing somebody succeed. And then they say, you know what? How do you do that? I wanna learn exactly what you're doing and how you're doing. To the most skillful person, gambler in the room, if you will. The guy told him, he taught him how to do it. Next thing you know, they start winning. They win a little mint for somebody that didn't want to gamble. They took $20 and turned it into $800. They followed the model. Then there was the next, and so that's one person, and that's another person in life that say they're not going to do it. They don't think they can do it. They don't think it's them. But then they say, you know what? Let me go find somebody who knows how to do this, and I would just do whatever they tell me to do until I learn how to do this myself. And that was another good friend of mine. And they ended up winning $800 by following directions. Then there was the next person who said, I'm here to gamble, but I'm here to gamble a certain amount of money in a different area. They wanted to play the slot machines. Why? Because they understood the slot machines. They had a little bit of money they wanted to spend on it. And maybe they might hit. Well, this person learned from the person who was the professional in the room in our little circle of team. And they said, you know what? Instead of just doing, you know, starting off with $40, I'm going to start off with $100. Nope, make it $200 because I must be willing to sacrifice a little bit of money to learn how to do it so I can try to earn and learn and earn big time money. So what did they do? They went ahead and said, I'm going to up it. I got to be willing to learn. I'm going to take my 40 and make it 200. And I'm going to learn how to do this. But I'm going to do it the exact way someone teaches me to do it. Well, guess what? That person, because they're willing to sacrifice more, they're willing to go bigger on their bets. They're willing to go ahead and model the success of the professional in the room, ended up walking with $1,200. Most they ever made in a night. Then there was who I'm going to call the professional. All right. They knew not only one one strategy as far as, you know, one table, but they knew multiple. So because they knew multiple, they were able to not only win money on one table, but they went to a total different game, a different table, and also won money. That person walked out with the most that night. Okay, they walked out with almost $2,000, right, in a very short period of time, which was a pretty good day, if you talk about a day of work, for a few hours, making a couple grand, okay? Now, again, I'm not saying that people should go out there and start gambling their money away because you can make $2,000 in a few hours. What I am saying is this is life. This is who we are in life. The person who has the most skills, right? The skill set that came from knowledge, that came from investing hours, you know, a time spending thousands of dollars learning how to perfect their craft, perfect their skill, ended up making the most money. That was the, who I'm going to call the professional of our group. They had multiple skills. They won just as much money as the second earner on that one game, but they had the skill set to know how to play another game, and they went and doubled their money. See, that's life. People say, well, you know, I want to be able to make a lot of money. You know, let's just use that for an example. Well, increase your knowledge. Apply your knowledge. Put the time, the money, you're going to have to at some point, the investment into whatever it is you're trying to learn, and then grow your skill set in that core area that of what you're trying to do. And you will be more successful financially for it because you'll be able to know how to help more people. Look, my friend, if he really wanted to, he could have took a clip off of everybody's winnings because he taught him how to do it if he wanted to. But, you know, obviously we're there having fun. But he could have started a whole nother stream of income by just saying, all right, I'll teach you how to do it. And then the fact that they had success by learning, would have talked it up for other people to go to. And he could have had a third stream of income. So that's life, okay, people? And I tell you that story, you know, not for entertainment, but I want you to see, which person are you? Are you the person that leaves before it even gets started? Are you the person that sticks around, stays, and watches everybody else and never gets apart, never gets in the game? Are you the person that gets in the game but goes in with a negative mindset, goes in with on saying, I'm only going to try this a little bit. If it don't work, I'm going to be like, I see it didn't work. You're going to be pessimistic and only put your toe in the water. Or you're going to be the person that's willing to say, I'm just going to follow every single thing. I'm going to model my coach and I'm going to have some, but I'm going to still bet conservatively, but I'm going to at least follow what he tells me to do, but I'm going to be a little conservative. Or are you going to be the person that says, I'm going to model, be conservative, but I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to model, and I'm going to win? Or are you going to be the person that teaches? The person that teaches, the person that has multiple skill sets and earns the most money. Which person are you going to be? Which person is you today? And then where do you want to go? All right? That's anything in life. Whether we're talking relationships, whether we're talking entrepreneurship, or we're talking about personal development. You're one of these people, right? What I named 6 people, you're one of the 6 people, right? I'm one of the 6. That night, I was a person that put my toe in the water, had a negative attitude, and guess what? I lost my 20 plus the $5 fee the ATM charged me to get my 20. You know, get my 20 out. But had I said, you know what, I'm going to model, and I'm going to go big, I could have had an opportunity. It wouldn't have been guaranteed. Now, I would not have been guaranteed at all. Trust me, you know, you can lose big in a casino. I've lost big in a casino before. But this was one of those opportunities that I said, you know what? The casino gave me more than it could have with money. That was this life lesson. All right? Which person are you? The person at the top that got multiple skill sets, that can teach and make the most money, have multiple streams of income because you know how to do a couple things? Or you're going to be the next person that's aggressive, learn one skill set really well, but be super aggressive with it? Or you're going to be the person that learns a skill set, but you're conservative, but it's okay, you still know how to do it, you can still earn? You're going to be the person that just loses because you're only willing to go in a little bit? Or you're going to be the person that that sits around and watches everybody and doesn't do anything, right? Or you'll be the person that doesn't even show up. You walk away before the game even starts, all right? So I hope this is a lesson to y'all. You know, just want you to think. That's all this podcast is about thinking. So if you can, please, 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 please go on to iTunes and like this podcast. If you're enjoying it, you're getting something from it, it's encouraging you, it's blessing you, it's inspiring you, go on there, shoot me a little review, comment on the podcast. It goes a long way. I'm just starting, and I'm just trying to get this ball rolling, you know, about 6 episodes or 7 episodes in right now. So please go on, check it out. Let me know what you're thinking out there. Good, bad, or ugly, I don't care. Feedback is good. All feedback is good feedback, in my opinion. So you can follow me on Instagram with Inspiration at T. You can follow me on Facebook at The Real Terrell Ward. 1 R, 2 L's, Terrell. Ward, W-A-R-D. Or you can find me on Twitter, same thing, handle, Terrell Ward. Love y'all. God bless. Until next time, who are you? God bless.